Fourth quarter about to begin here at the Cave. Again, that basket that went in. The basket that went in did not count. Gould fakes the handoff, drives in, and got hammered from behind. Johnson complains. Gould will shoot two to start the fourth quarter here for the Tigers. Carson at the free throw line shooting two. We told you earlier he'd only shot one free throw this whole season. Before this game, he made two. Back in the second quarter, he has 4 points. And now he's got two free throws with 7:52 left. His team down by a couple, and that one's good. Carson really, and I don't have his career numbers in front of me, he's not shot the ball well at the free throw line, and he hasn't shot that many to tie the game. He got them both. Two big makes there, and we are tied again for the eighth time. It's 39-39. 10 seconds into quarter four. Johnson across the line, far side to Johns. They're trying to spread Warsaw out. Pritchett on the weave, hands off to Snyder, working the far side now back to the middle, to the near side to Johns. Johns fakes the handoff, looks inside, can't get the ball down and deep to Johnson. He'll swing it around Pritchett. Now to Fisher, outside the lane. He'll lean into Martin, he'll finger roll it up and in. What a shot. Brady Fisher, I didn't think he could get the ball curled back around, but he did. That's 41-39, Mishawaka. Finlinson between the circles, left side to Bricker. Bricker puts his head down against Fisher and a whistle, and they're going to call an offensive foul again. And somebody just got a technical. Somebody just got a technical. I think it's the way his teammates are reacting. Bricker just got his third and his fourth foul with 7:08 to go. Oh, my. Well, it was a bad call. Let's be 100% clear on that. Matt Maher wants to know what was said, but I'll tell you, the official who made that call has not given Warsaw any breaks this entire night. Free throw up and no good. Snyder missed the free throw. He'll get another. Interesting they chose Snyder to shoot and not Pritchett. Jackson gets one more free throw. That's up. He missed them both. The Warsaw fans appreciate that. So it's still 41-39. And Bricker is out. Sullivan is in. The five out there now. Finlinson, Gould, Jaeger, Sullivan, and Martin. 7:08 to go. Clock running. Snyder across the line. Near side for Fisher. And Fisher's going to dribble the ball out and just kind of hold it. He'll walk it slowly into the center circle. And he's just going to pound it there. Now he's going to walk forward against Jaeger. Now he gets the free throw line. Backs down to the right block. Fakes again. Shoots it up and scores. The Tigers can't stop Brady Fisher. He's got 15. 8 since halftime, 43-39 at Mishawaka. 6.5 left, Gould almost lost the ball. Left side, Finlinson with a fake and a drive on Johns. Lost the ball, foul called. Wow, they called a foul. That official we've been talking about calls a foul against Johns for pushing. It's his third. Each team has two team fouls here in the fourth quarter. Gould to play it in, baseline left. Looks inside at Jaeger, can't get it in there, flipped it inside. Martin puts it off the glass and good. Grant Martin's got 14, 43-41. Mishawaka, Snyder in transition, Fisher left corner of Johnson. Johnson ran out of space, almost threw it out of bounds. Good catch by Johns. Baseball pass over everybody's head and out of bounds. Johns from the deep right corner tried to throw it to Brady Fisher on the near sideline, and he threw it way out of bounds. And the student section down below made a pretty good catch of it. Warsaw with a chance to tie this trip or take the lead with a long one. Gould with 6:10 left. Martin between the circles. Inside to Jaeger. Spins, puts it up, and good, and a foul! Jaeger in double figures with 10. He's tied the game, and he can give Warsaw the lead. I think it's Fisher. It is, and that's his third. 43-43. Warsaw looking for their first lead since the second quarter. Jaeger's free throw is good. Luke Jaeger's got 11. Warsaw back in front. 44-43. 6 minutes to go. Snyder across the line. Lobs back across to Johnson. Again, Warsaw in a 2-3 zone. Johnson right side. Holding, now dribbling once. Back across to Snyder, out to Fisher left wing. Fisher back out to Snyder near the center circle. Drives left in the corner, Fisher. Up the baseline, ran into a double team. Trying to slip it inside, ball knocked free. It's loose, and we have a whistle. And a foul is going to be called against Warsaw. Martin with the foul, I believe. Yes, that's his second. Three team fouls for Warsaw this quarter. 5:32 left. Snyder to play it in. Left corner Fisher up the sideline now for Johnson. Johnson looking inside. Nothing there. So back it out on the volleyball line. Gould peeking around looking for a screener. One was coming. He did a good job of getting around it. Johns out top to Fisher. One-on-one against Jaeger. Takes it right. Leans in for a 12-footer. Banks it in. 17 for Brady Fisher. That's five north of his average. Mishawaka 45, Warsaw 44, 5:07 left. Carson Gould out top for Martin. Martin now dribbles to the right, hands back to Sullivan. Sullivan then pivots around, throws it far side to Finlinson. Finlinson will dribble once and throw it out to Carson Gould, and they reset. Jaeger comes out to help. He'll get the ball between the circles, left side Finlinson. Robbie against Johns. High pick and roll, Martin. Back to Finlinson, down to Jaeger on the block. And a whistle, and they're going to call an offensive foul, of course. I have a perfect view of it, and I'm telling you, Pritchett was a good foot away from where Jaeger turned. He's not anywhere close. As soon as Luke turned, he fell backwards. And it's that same guy. 4:35 left. Mishawaka leads 45-44. The K-Man now with a chance to build their lead back up to four or more. Snyder into the front court. Dribbles right to Johns. Back out to Snyder. Snyder back to Johns way out on the right. 4:23 left. Johns almost fell down. Now he'll drive to the right. Ran out of space. Bounces back out to Snyder. Around to Johnson. Johnson against Gould. One hands it back to Snyder in the middle of the court. Oh, and then heavy contact on the pass on the wing. Ball tipped out of bounds. And last touch. Pritchett touched the ball as he went out of bounds. It belongs to Warsaw. Gould got hit hard from behind by Pritchett. Pritchett just kind of walked up and just kind of, I don't want to say he punched him, but he kind of shoved him right in the middle of the back, and it bent Carson over for a second. 4:07 left. And we'll have timeout. Timeout, Tigers. It's a full 4:07 left to play, fourth quarter. Mishawaka 45, Warsaw 44. Back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back in the cave. It's Warsaw boys basketball, so you know it's going to come down to the right to the last second. That's what this has all the makings of. Warsaw ball down 45-44 with exactly now 4 minutes left. Martin top of the circle. Hands back to Finlinson. Right side Bricker. Bricker up the baseline. Pulls up. Shoots a 12-footer and hits it. Bricker with a basket in the second, third, and fourth quarters. Warsaw back to lead 46-45. Fisher. Left side Johnson. Again, Warsaw into a 2-3 zone. Johnson. Far side Snyder. Snyder back to the near side Johnson. Johnson wants to pull the trigger on a three-pointer so bad, but he knows he'll get benched if he does. Snyder between the circles, not pressured. Near side Johnson. Again, he gathered up like he was going to shoot it and then did not. Johns pressured at midcourt. Got rid of it to Snyder. Bounces to Pritchett at the right elbow. He'll dribble in and shoot a 10-footer, and he missed it. It rolled around, but it wouldn't go down. Warsaw gets a stop, and with 3:10 left to go, the Tigers lead 46-45. Gould across the timeline, past the scorer's table. Jaeger left corner, shoots a three-pointer. No good. Bricker back, taps it out. Gould gets a reload. Martin still now finally gets up. There were bodies all over him, and he waited till everybody cleared out. Carson Gould crosses into the free throw line, lost the ball. Fisher steals it, races around Finlayson, and will take it down and score. Remember that moment, 2:40 left. Gould got his pocket picked. Mishawaka back to lead, 47-46. Gould picks up his dribble, bounces it to Bricker between the circles, down to Yeager on the block. He'll turn to the lane, ball knocked away, foul call. A foul is called against Mishawaka. That's their fourth team foul. Fisher has four fouls. That could be a big deal here in a second. Johns is out, Nelson back in for the Cavemen. With 2:26 left, Warsaw has two timeouts. Mishawaka has three fouls and a mini. And Yeager was wide open in that corner, but in that spot, pulled the trigger on a three, perhaps a little too soon. Finlayson wide open, corner three, no good. Hit the backboard, Bricker the rebound. Bricker back up, no good. Rebound tipped, and a foul's going to be called against the Tigers. It's on Yeager, and that's his fourth. 2:19 to go. Every possession now is so important. And that's five team fouls on the Tigers. So Mishawaka shoots the rest of the way out. Yeager can't believe it's on him. There were two Tigers in that neighborhood. But again, been a lot of strange things happen. Oh, they're going to send Snyder to the free throw line. That's interesting. Snyder just missed those two technicals earlier. Will shoot two free throws now with his team up by one. And the first one's up, and it is good. Jackson with six. His average, 3.5. 48-46 Mishawaka. 2:19 to go. Snyder shoots again. That one's good, too. Tigers down by four. 49-46. That's the score right again? I think the score is wrong again. Bricker out to the left, throws it behind Martin and threw it out of bounds. Bricker just grabbed it and threw it. Martin wasn't even turned around yet by the time he did. The ball went whizzing behind him and out of bounds. The scoreboard says 49-46 Mishawaka, 2 minutes left. Fisher against full court pressure. Snyder bounces across the line, Pritchett, far side Johnson. Warsaw now trapping in the 2-3 zone. Far sideline Fisher, all the way to the near side for Snyder. Back to Johnson. Now he'll jump a pass back to Snyder. Snyder slips it inside to Pritchett in the corner. A three by Nelson is no good. And a foul's going to be called on the rebound, and it's against Mishawaka. Wow. Some questionable decision-making from both sides here in the fourth quarter. And Bodie Bender wants timeout. And he's going to get it. This will be a full. 1:41 left to play in the fourth. Mishawaka 49, Warsaw 46. Free throws for the Tigers when we come back on News Now Warsaw. Brant Martin will shoot free throws down to our right. 49-46, Mishawaka, 1:41 to go. Martin shoots two, and the first one's up and good. 15 for Brant. He's the leading scorer for the Tigers. His average, 13. It's 34 points in his last two games. And now one more to get Warsaw to within one. It's up there, and it's good again. 6 for 6 at the line, 16 points. Tigers coming with pressure. Snyder at the line. Fisher and across the line. Johnson far sideline. Then he's trapped. He's in trouble. Timeout. They dribbled right into the trap. And Johnson had to burn a timeout. We still have a signal on how long it is. It's a full. 1:31 to go. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. They put the ball in. Warsaw almost had a steal. Fisher lobs back to Snyder. 49-48, Mishawaka, 1:15 to go. Tigers are over the five-foul limit. Johnson drives right. Jumps it back out to Snyder. Snyder back to Johnson at the center line. He's trapped in a foul call. Sullivan, I believe, drew with his third. Free throws coming up here for the Cavemen. It's Johnson, who's about a 65% free throw shooter. 104 left. Finlinson waiting at the scores table. They'll have to wait till after this free throw by Johnson. Johnson has the ball, dribbles it, shoots it up, and missed it. It was wide left and kicked off to the right. Finlinson in for Sullivan. That's offense for defense with 104 to go. Two words. Block out. Johnson, who just missed, shoots again. Makes that one. 9 points, 3 out of 4 at the line for Rasson. 1 minute to play. Mishawaka 50, Warsaw 48. Gould off a screen at the top bricker. Underneath, Jaeger wide open. He ties the game. What a beautifully executed play by Warsaw. And we've got a 50-50 score with 48 seconds left. Snyder across the line. Timeout, Mishawaka. Timeout, Cavemen. 44 seconds to play in the game. Warsaw and Mishawaka are tied at 50. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Mishawaka down to 1 30-second timeout left. Warsaw has two fouls. Both teams over 5 fouls in the quarter. The possession error belongs to the Cavemen. 44 seconds left. Jaeger's layup, beautifully executed, backdoor play, set all that up. Tied at 50. I have 9 lead changes on my sheet. Fisher to throw it in, out near the scorer's table, far side of the court. And here we go. Fisher lobs in the backcourt to Johnson. Johnson, far side to Fisher, 40 seconds. How does Matt Moore want to play this? In a tie game, I would imagine much differently than with the lead. Fisher, far side against Carson Gould, jumps a pass back to the near side. Johnson, 28 seconds. Warsaw in a 2-3 zone. Gould comes out to pressure Fisher. Johnson's got it now near side. 20 seconds left. Again, the Tigers do not have a foul to give. 17, 16, 15. Johnson. Near the center line, through the center circle, he goes to Fisher. 10 seconds, 9. He's going to put his head down. Drive in on Gould. Backs down to the block. Skips it out to Johnson. Johnson drives down the lane. Lost the ball. Got it back. Put it up. No good. Tip that long. Johnson falls down with it. And they're going to call a foul on the Tigers. And there's no time left on the clock. There's no time left on the clock. They're calling a foul. Now they're going to get the three officials together. Warsaw's screaming that the clock had run to zeros. And you just have a bad feeling about this. The way the week is going, this is not going to end well. Johnson grabbed the ball, fell backwards. And they're calling a foul. Foul's on Brant Martin. It's his third. No time left on the clock. Well, actually, they're going to put time left on the put time up on the clock. Mm. 3 tenths. 2 free throws here for Johnson. He gets 2 chances essentially to win the game. Because even if Warsaw gets the ball, they got 0.3 seconds to throw it in the basket. Warsaw has timeouts left. And they're not going to use it. Johnson at the line, dribbles twice, spins it in his left hand, shoots it up, and missed it. Wide right, it kicked off left. Matt Moore takes timeout. 3 tenths left. Still tied at 50. Johnson's got one more, and we're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw.
what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call the boys in blue. Call stalls won't start. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call the boys in blue. I reckon any state, any the best rates. Hit the next step, call record to net.
That leaves us with one, but if you want to use up to three, I can work out the post game.
Let's just stay with that one for right now.
Okay.
If it's urgent and you need it now, it's on News Now Warsaw.
This is Warsaw's second overtime game of the season. Remember, they beat Penn in overtime up in Mishawaka. And again, this automatically goes down as a close game. So this is the 11th game in 15 that's been decided by 10 points or less, and the 10th that's been decided by 5 points or less. We start the overtime with a jump ball. Jaeger and Fisher to jump it up. And we're ready. Teams will be going the same way they've been going. This overtimes are considered an extension of the fourth quarter, so the team's foul stay at 5-5. And up she goes, and the toss is very low. Jaeger wins the tip. Warsaw has it, and overtime is underway. Gould up the right side, picks up his dribble. Nobody close enough to draw a count. Finlinson back out to Gould. Now Carson. With Snyder creeping up on him. Throws it out to Bricker between the circles. Jaeger, backdoor cut. Martin for two. Again, beautifully executed. Warsaw has the lead. Our 11th lead change of the game. 52-50. 3:30 left in OT. Fisher near side to Snyder. Far side to Johnson. Back to Snyder. He'll lob it back to Johnson. Pritchett kind of hanging out at the free throw line. Waiting to get the ball. Snyder. Now to Pritchett outside the left elbow. Back out to Snyder. Right side Johnson. Johnson with Gould loosely guarding him. Back to Snyder off a Pritchett screen. Left side for Nelson. Back out top Snyder. Snyder wigwagging. Right side Johnson. Jumps a pass back out. Now Pritchett at the elbow. Drives in. And he had no intention to shoot it. Ball tipped away, but it was kicked by Martin. That's the correct call. That's out of bounds to Mishawaka with 2:51 left. What a crazy game here in the cave. At almost 100 years old, this place has seen some of those. It's seen another one here tonight. It's Fisher to throw it in. In the near corner for Nelson. One dribble and then back out for Snyder. Now to Fisher with some space. Puts it on the floor and throws it back out to Snyder. Warsaw scored in their possession to start overtime. Mishawaka having it just now for the first time. They lob alley-oop. Fisher under the basket. Will back up and reverse layup up and in. 21 for Brady Fisher. That's 9 more than his average. And we are tied again. It is 52-52. Gould across the timeline left. Off a Jaeger screen. Dumps it down to Bricker on the block. Spins in on Johnson. Johnson blocked it. Bricker forced one up. Didn't go. Nelson in transition. He traveled. Nelson was off balance. The pass from Snyder up the sideline was bad. It's out of bounds to Warsaw with 2:10 left in overtime, tied at 52. Everybody gets an extra timeout in the overtime, so Warsaw has two fulls, Mishawaka a full and a 30. Gould across the center line, dribbles to the right. Snyder pressuring, Jaeger between the circles, Martin left wing. Out to top and it's taken away. Johnson the steal, he'll lay it down and score. That puts him in double figures with the 11. Lead goes back to Mishawaka, 54-52 with 1:44 left. You cannot make that pass against most teams. Gould to the right, looking for Bricker, couldn't find him. And a timeout will be taken here by Warsaw. They'll burn one of their two remaining timeouts. 1:34 left in OT. Mishawaka 54, Warsaw 52, back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Tigers play again on Saturday. 1 o'clock start Eastern Time at Chesterton. We'll be on the air at 12:55 on News Now Warsaw. And then Tuesday, Marion comes to Warsaw But they'll be coming to Lakeview Middle School. So that'll be the throwback game this year. 6 o'clock start, 5:55 airtime on 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. Warsaw scored the first two of overtime. Mishawaka has scored the last four. Tiger ball trailing by two, 94 seconds left to go. Bricker lobs in the backcourt to Carson Gould. Gould, left wing for Martin. Martin holding against Fisher, takes him to the baseline, down to the block, lost the ball, keeps dribbling, backs down in, put it up, no good, tip no good, rebound loose, Martin had it, it's loose on the floor, and the ball is kicked, and it's out of bounds to Warsaw. The ball was intentionally kicked by one of the Mishawaka players, and so it's out of bounds, the Tigers with 1:18 left. Fisher took a huge chance there. He was behind Martin and did not foul. It would have been his fifth if he had. On the inbounds, Jaeger right corner and back out to Finlinson. About time for Rob to hit one of his patented big shots. Carson Gould, far side of the center circle, 1:10 left. Martin in the corner against Fisher. Back out to Gould. Now he'll dribble toward the middle. Off a Bricker screen, drive in, make a fake. He'll shoot a contested 10-footer and hit it. Carson Gould with a defender flying right by him scores, and it's 54-54. 11 ties, 12 lead changes. 48 seconds left in overtime. Cavemen have the ball. Snyder down here to our left. Johnson back across to Snyder. Back across to Johnson. Back across to Snyder. Somebody keep an eye on Fisher back in that deep right corner. Now they lob back across to Johnson, 29 seconds. Right now, it looks like Warsaw's hoping for another overtime. 23 seconds. Snyder with a count on. Back across to Johnson. Timeout called by Mishawaka. Timeout, Cavemen. We're going to keep it here. It's a full timeout. 18 seconds left. Tied at 54. Warsaw still has a timeout left. Mishawaka has, by my total, a 30. The possession arrow belongs to Mishawaka if there's need for it. What a game. What a game. What a season. I mean, think about it again. This goes down as a close game. It went to overtime. That's 11 out of 15 decided by 10 points or less. And now 10 by 5 points or less. Again, when a game goes to overtime, it automatically goes into that 5 or less category. The Warsaw defense needs to make a stop here and extend this game by 4 more minutes. Jaeger, Martin, Gould, Bricker, and now Sullivan out there for defensive purposes. Fisher's going to throw it in. Nelson, I believe, will be his intended target out there with Johnson, Pritchett, and Snyder. And here we go. 18 seconds left. Into the backcourt, they throw it to Johnson. 16 seconds. Near side of the center circle with 14. Johnson pounding the dribble with 12. 11. 10. Near side Snyder. Back out to Johnson. 8. 7. Fisher on the far side. 6. Skip a pass near side Snyder. They slip it inside to Pritchett. He shoots it up and scores. He scores with 2 seconds left. The fans are running on the floor. Warsaw did not call timeout. The game's over. They slipped it inside. Pritchett banked it in. He finishes with 11. And the Tigers still had about 2 seconds they could have called timeout. Apparently no one did. And the game is over and Mishawaka wins 56-54. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw. Well, a rough week for Tiger basketball teams got just a little rougher tonight. Mishawaka in overtime scores. Cooper Pritchett with a basket with 2 seconds left. And Mishawaka knocks off Warsaw 56-54. Final scoring in the game for Mishawaka, who's now 11-4 and 4-1 in the conference and very much still in the conference race. Jackson Snyder, 7 points. Anthony Nelson, 3. And then in double figures, Cooper Pritchett with 11. Rasan Jackson with 11. And Brader Fisher with 21. And Pritchett, Johnson, and Fisher had their 3 baskets in the overtime session. For Warsaw, who's 11-4 and 3-3 in the conference now, Luke Bricker just 6 points tonight. Robbie Finlinson, 3 three-pointers, 9 points. Carson Gould had 8. Luke Yeager, 13. And Brant Martin was the leader with 18 points. Warsaw trailed 9-7 after one. They trailed 24-23 at halftime. They were down 39-37 after three. And we were tied at 50 at the end of four. And Mishawaka wins the overtime 6-4, and they win the game 56-54. Again, these are my totals, unofficial. We'll try to get you an official total here in just a minute. We, by my count, had 11 ties, 9, 11, 14, 17, 34, 37, 39, 43, 50, 52, and 54. And we had 12 lead changes. Warsaw won the JV game 44-31. JV's now 10-4. Brady Nelson had 9 points. Tristan Wilson, 8 points and 6 rebounds. Parker Justice, 8 points and 12 rebounds. Again, the final score, 56-54. Mishawaka wins the varsity game. Final stats and the play of the game next on News Now Warsaw. Heartbreaker for the boys tonight at Mishawaka. K-Ben, 56. Tigers, 54 in overtime. Time for the final stats brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company. Let the head coach, let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oldefer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldeferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Warsaw for the game, 19 of 40 from the field, 48%. They were 5 of 9 from three-point range and 11 of 11 at the free throw line. Mishawaka shot 47%, 21 of 45 from the field. They were 3 of 11 from three-point range and 11 out of 18 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 22 to 18. The Tigers, though, with 13 turnovers. Mishawaka with only 6. The points off the turnovers, big difference, 12 to 9 in Mishawaka's favor. You say that's only 3 points. 2 of those points came off a turnover committed in overtime where Mishawaka was able to steal it, directly go down and score, and that took the game from being tied at 52 to them being in the lead at 54-54. Each team with 2 second chance points. Points off the bench, Warsaw 15 and Mishawaka with 3. The points per possession, Mishawaka 1.14, Warsaw 1.12. But the Tigers fall tonight by a score of 56-54. Those are the final stats brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company at 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldeferbergen.com. We got the play of the game. It's pretty easy. We'll do that next, and we'll see if we get a chance to talk with Matt Moore. It's coming up next here on the Tiger Postgame Show on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back with Matt Moore, the head coach of the Warsaw Tigers after an overtime loss at Mishawaka. Your guys have been so good in these close games and the overtime game that you played earlier, and this time it just didn't work out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm disappointed, obviously. Can't turn the ball over, Roger.
No.
You just can't. Brant Martin, I mean, he scores, but he's got to be tougher. Luke Bricker's got to be tougher. Luke Yeager's got to be tougher to not turn the ball over. Again, I don't know how else to. I feel like we put them in positions. I feel like we emphasize things. I feel like we watch film. But if we can't take care of the basketball, we're not going to win on a Tuesday night in March. And it's robotic. It's fear. I don't know what it is. But Carson was a stud again. And, you know, they called the game a certain way tonight. And that being said, you know, we had a chance for a chance. You know, we come out of the OT, score right away on a play, scored on a play to close the game. Great execution by them, by us rather. And then we turn it over for a run out. I mean, you can't throw the ball away.
Do you think, and again, this is immediate reaction, I know you're not going to be able to do anything about it tomorrow because you're playing on Saturday. Is it such a thing that maybe you need to make practice more where guys are getting whacked on arms and pushed around in practice?
I mean, I honestly, to your point, I thought this week was that. I mean, it was the most physical we've practiced in probably a month. even yesterday, the day before practice. You know, guys are diving at guys and hitting guys, and we got bloody lips. And not that that's how you need to play, but, you know, and I don't want to take anything away from Mishawaka. They're obviously good. You know, to finish the half, you know, you can't get beat on a straight line drive. You know, and that's where we're reaching for, like, being able to get in a stance and guard a guy, regardless of who it is or where it is on the floor. Like, it just seems like we break down on the initial attack. And so, you know, even in the fourth, I mean, we go to the zone, and we haven't played zone pretty much all year, and we got to do it because it gives us a chance. But, you know, no communication by the Lukes on the corner closeout, so they both go. And then it's just a long rotation for the backside guy to get there. And, you know, credit to them for finding the slip guy. And there you go.
And you mentioned rotation. That's a good word, because there are a lot of times in this game and in several of the more recent games where your guys not only have been getting beat off the dribble, but there's almost no help side at all. Guys are just kind of standing still.
Yeah, kind of on an island. And we've talked about that. And we're just trying to figure out the frustrating part with this group is just their willingness to – I mean, just help, right? Like I think so. They're caught up on this is my guy, and it is until your teammate gets beat, and then that's your guy, you know. But again, I thought there were moments where we responded well, and we stuck around long enough and got the lead and shot it well from the free throw line. I would like to shoot more free throws, but I am disappointed. I mean, I thought, you know, we did all that we could to put them in positions. And at some point, you know, we've won these games, so it looks like, you know what I mean, like it looks like it goes to your favor, but they're half of the ones that we've won could have gone the other way. So I don't want to make it too big of a deal, but, you know, we're fortunate that we get to overtime. That's a terrible call, and the explanation I got on it was even worse. And then
– care to share?
Yeah, just, you know, they have two guys collide into each other on their own team, and she from the backside said she saw the guy fall down. Well, I mean, just because guys fall down, I mean, I know they were calling that all night long, but at that point the game should go into overtime. You shouldn't be the determining factor if the game is won or lost. That's not a good official. And in that case, it was a bad call. And so fortunately, we used our timeouts to ice him. I don't know if that matters or not, but he missed them both. And then, you know, we had new life, and so we come out, we score right away, give up a drive, and then turn it over. Now you're down two, and so it just – things compound. And so we just got to get tougher. We have time to get tougher, but our guys have to take some more ownership of that and just get tougher along the way.
Saturday, going to Chesterton. That's a team that's still in transition. They still got a couple guys that were on their state finals team from 2 years ago. And at home, they're going to have played a conference game just like we have played tonight. They got a conference game tonight. And that's going to be a tough place to play, too.
Yeah, I mean, they're a really good team, really well coached. They compete hard. They got two junior all-stars. Their record is fool's gold. They're a game early in the year when I looked at their schedule, like, yeah, we're going to have to play really, really well that night. So we'll see. We'll see if we're tough enough to respond. I hope we are. I think we got the right guys in there. I hope that they're frustrated, and I hope this hurts, because that's the only time I think you can have things actually change. Like, I think you go one of two ways. You either feel sorry for yourself and you want your parents and your friends and all those people to coddle you and tell you how good you are and how you got screwed. Or you can just look in the mirror and say, I do have to get better. You know, and that's the part where I think to the man, every single one of our guys has to do that. And I think we have the right accountability group in there. I think we got the right leadership. I think guys just have to take more ownership of what that looks like for each of them individually.
Okay. We will talk to you tomorrow to record Tiger Talk.
Thanks, sir.
Okay. Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers after a 56-54 overtime loss here at Mishawaka. We'll come back with the play of the game and wrap up next on News Now Warsaw. For the final time from the cave, Warsaw falls in overtime to Mishawaka 56-54. It's time for tonight's play of the game, brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped with tradition on Pearson Road. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 80. Reserve your holiday, wedding, or important meeting now. Play the game pretty easy tonight. Cooper Pritchett got the ball with time running out, less than 5 seconds to go. Took a shot from just outside the block, banked it in from the left side. The Tigers did not call timeout, and I don't know if the game, they blown the whistle. I have no idea. And it doesn't matter now. But Pritchett shot the ball, put it in with about 2 seconds to go. Time ran out, game over, and Warsaw falls 56-54 in overtime. Should also be noted, it's possible that I had Warsaw with a timeout when they didn't really have one. So I'll throw that out as a possibility as well. What a night. What a week of basketball it's been. It's all been sour for Tiger fans. We'll try to do better on Saturday. Saturday, the boys go to Chesterton for a 1 o'clock start. That's 1 o'clock Eastern time. So we'll be on the air at 12:55 on News Now Warsaw. Thanks to Steve back at the station. He has supplied us with scores. This was not the only exciting game in the conference. It wasn't even the only overtime game in the conference. Goshen beat Plymouth 62-56 in overtime. Northridge beat Wauwatosa 57-50. Concord beat Northwood 47-29, which means Concord outscored Northwood after halftime 32-14. So Concord dominated the third and fourth quarters, and they win that game by 18 points. Other finals, Tippecanoe Valley beat Western 47-27. Triton beat Argus 59-45. Again, the final score here tonight in overtime, Mishawaka beat Warsaw 56-54. Well, we've enjoyed our visit here to the Cave. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast, if not the outcome. Again, the final in overtime, Mishawaka 56-54 over the Tigers. Next up, Chesterton on Saturday. Airtime 12:55 for that, and the 1 o'clock Eastern time JV start. Good night, everyone.